Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
803-0550 to join us on our Western Hotline. As Sabres coach Phil Housley, as we mentioned, of course, getting ready for tonight's game against Minnesota. Phil, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning to you guys.
So a lot of new looks at practice yesterday. Let's start there. Are the coaches out of, hey, let's just try anything at this point and see if it creates some kind of spark?
I don't think it's just try anything. I think there's a lot of thought that goes into it. We just felt that, after the result against Chicago, just to mix things up, sometimes there's points during the season where you need to change the chemistry. You need to get a spark. Trying to find get some guys going, and we just felt it was a good time, especially just not only the result against Chicago, but it was moving in the wrong direction, and we're just trying to get new life.
The big move is splitting up Jack Eichel and Jeff Skinner. Is this a move that you had considered before, but have finally reached a point where it is worth trying?
Yes, I mean, when you look back at the start of the season, we had Connor Sheary up there, and Jeff Skinner was playing with Minnesota, or he was playing with Berglund. So, and then we made that change before LA, and we had a pretty good run there. But now, just with the result, I think just giving a change to the guys. Sometimes when you're not getting results, it gets a little stale, and maybe that will bring new life to the players looking forward to Minnesota tonight.
You mentioned a lot of thought goes into it. So when you and the staff sit down and you change D pairings too, but specifically with the forward combinations, what are some of the thoughts that you guys take into account when you're trying to sit down and figure out who's playing with who for the next game?
Well, I think you look at a lot of things. Our players, where are they at with their game? And there's some guys that have made some improvements, trying to get them more ice time, maybe finding a 2-2-2 combination where in the past they've had good numbers together. And, obviously you have to think about defensive zone draws and who's going to take the majority of those draws. So there's a lot of thought in trying to get a good balance of who's going to maybe get the offensive side of things after a timeout or in a critical defensive zone faceoff draw. So those are some of the things that we look at.
I think a lot of times, Phil, we think about like centers helping wingers. Like, if someone's slumping, put them on with Eichel, and that'll help the guy's game come back around. With Skinner on that line, or Mittelstadt with Skinner and Pominville, can Skinner help Mittelstadt? Can a winger help a center?
Yes, definitely. I think Mittelstadt and Pominville have played together in the past, and it was a good combination. I just like where Casey's game is at right now. I know he's not getting a lot of production, but I just feel in his development, he's doing the right things. He's creating offense. He's very defensively aware of the situation, and I just like his game going into the break and then coming out of the break, he's still playing a 200-foot game. So he's moving in a good direction. And he's got the skill to make plays, to find a Jeff Skinner, to find a Jason Pominville. And I think with Rodriguez and Reinhardt Smith, that line yesterday, I think Reinhardt, he can help maybe Roger. I think Roger's been playing good. When you break up a line like Sheary, Mittelstadt, Rodriguez, which, they're playing very well together before we made the switch. But with Larson being questionable tonight, and that's going to be a game-time decision, we you know, we needed another center in that spot.
I did want to ask you about the Smith line. I think that's intriguing, Phil. What, you know, and you mentioned Evan's been playing well for a while. Reinhardt's having a really strong season. What do you think, with Smith added to that line, what do you think the strengths of that line can be? What would they bring to the ice?
I think a little bit of speed, skill, puck possession. I really liked CJ's game when he was up here. You know, he had a really good game against Florida, his first game up, and he provided a spark. He brought speed. You know, the game in Boston, I think as a team, we were a little off. We come back and we play Jersey, and I thought, you know, he scored a goal, and, you know, I thought he had a good game, and then we had to manage our roster. But then from that point, you know, he goes down and scores a hat trick. He goes on a good run, and that's why he may get an opportunity tonight. But, you know, it's tough because, you know, when you lose a centerman, you have to pull one of those wingers, those centermen that are playing the wing, and have to put them back in center position.
When you say you had to manage the roster, my question was going to be why Smith didn't stay the first time and why he had to go down, if at all?
Well, we got 9D, and, you know, somebody came back off the IR, and that's why we had to manage that that spot.
You changed the defensive pairings, too. You know, you were talking about the thought process that goes into the forward combinations. What about the D pairings?
Well, I think Dahlin has been playing some pretty good hockey, and giving those guys a different look. I think our D, you know, they're attacking the game, but sometimes they're attacking it and getting maybe a little too anxious. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the priority for our defense is getting back to that defend-first mentality. And then everything stems from that. You saw some of those rushes that we had 2D up on the rush. We got guys getting caught in behind the net off a line rush where we needed them to escape and get out, and just giving a little bit of different feel with our D court.
I was curious. I'm glad you mentioned it. I wanted to ask you, Phil, about, you know, your philosophy. You want, you know, north-south. You want your defensemen to be aggressive. You have guys that can easily go up in the play and not just be at the blue line, but go down to the net and really get involved low on the off in the offensive zone. But as you know, sure, if you don't rotate properly, whatever, guys get caught. You got odd man rushes going the other way at a time when you're, you know, concentrating on keeping pucks out of your net and playing better in your own end. How do you balance that out? What do you tell your defensemen in terms of how aggressive they should or shouldn't be?
Well, I think it just goes back to what I just said. You know, I think if they have it, We have to defend first mentality, where we have to protect our net. Everything stems and our foundation starts from there. Obviously, we want our D to add to the rush, but there's times to jump in and there's times not. It's just picking our spots a little bit better. And if you see 1D in the rush, we don't need 2D in the rush, because if something does happen, it could come back quickly. So just realizing those situations a little bit better, and just when we're on a rush, you know, when we're jumping in, do we have total possession? Is just reading the situation, if there's a 50-50 puck, realizing we don't have possession, and just being a little smarter in that area. We still got to be aggressive. We still got to add to the rush and try to create an on-man situation. But just realizing those situations when a possession's in question, well, let's guard against, you know, something coming back that could really be negative against us, and being a little bit more safe in that area.
Phil Housley with us on our Wester Hotline. The power play has struggled for a while. You mentioned yesterday you were looking at some of the analytics. I think you were specifically addressing the power play. What are you seeing there?
Well, I see a lot of great things, right? You know, I think there's only a couple negative things. It's just our breakout to entry is one of those things where, you know, we have to come up and have better timing. We have to come up with speed. We have to have four guys at the blue line, and then we have to have guys finishing their routes. We seem like we are cutting our route a little bit because we have to have those release points within that. But from that point, the possession time has been good. Everything else, our shot per 2 minutes, all these things are in a good area, but we're just not getting results. And, you know, obviously, there's some guys, I just look at the goal, like Okposo scored against Chicago. It's just one of those, you know, it's nothing flashy. It's getting a puck to the net, and we made a quick play, but just getting that second and third opportunity and digging down deep and paying a price to get in there and score a goal. And we, from our net front guys, we haven't had a lot of that. So we just, you know, change the dynamic of our power play. That, too, can get stale at times where, you know, you just don't have that confidence when you're jumping over the boards like we had in the past when we were getting some results. So we just tweaked it a little bit. And, you know, we're going to try it tonight. I think everything's subject to change. I mean, we got to, you know, keep lighting the fire and keep the guys fresh. And that's the power plays no exception.
I want to ask you about your goaltending. Carter Hutton's been struggling for a while. Ullmark played against Dallas. I thought he played really well. You came back with Hutton. So a two-parter. Why did you come back with Carter Hutton? And would you consider, with Hutton's struggles, giving Ullmark a chance to go on any kind of a run, possible run?
Yeah, I think, you know, we look at, you know, everything. I think coming back with Carter, you know, we felt that just the way the schedule went, that it was his turn to get back in the net, even regardless of Linus's solid play. And we're going to go to game by game. Linus will be starting tonight against Minnesota. I, too, agree that, you know, Carter comes out with a win, though, against Columbus. We lose the game, even though, you know, Ullmark played well. If that was a result-driven, given Carter, you know, playing against his own team, you know, that sometimes has a lot to do with it, the success that he's had on past teams. So that's the reason we went with Carter. But Linus has played strong. And Carter's defense, I mean, he's getting a lot of odd-man situations coming at him, you know, breakaways, a lot of different scenarios where we need to tighten up at that area because the quality of the chances that teams are getting against them are grade A+. So in that sense, he's, you know, obviously talking to him, he would have liked to have given us a save in one of those, you know, when it was a tight game at that point. And we didn't get the save. We change and we go back to Linus, but obviously, we'll look at that as a game-by-game situation, but we really like the way Linus has played.
Just to clarify, you had the back-to-back with Hutton and then Ullmark, and you were saying results-based. Did Ullmark not start because it was a loss in Dallas?
Yes.
All right, Phil Halsey with us here on the Wester Hotline. Phil, as always, thank you very much for your time, and good luck tonight against Minnesota.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.